guys were down two starters for most of the game. No sacks. Just kind of talk about the performance and how proud you guys are not to give up many sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that was that's always the goal going into every game, but we knew, especially this game, Tanner was, you know, hurting a little bit, so we wanted to make his job as easy as possible. So we try to give him as much time as possible, try to keep him clean.
Is it pretty surreal to look across the field, though, when they get sacked eight times by your defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, I'm not surprised. Our defense is great. There's athletes on that side of the football, so I'm not surprised. I'm proud of those guys.
Talk about the guys who filled in for your starters that were out and how your thoughts on their performance.
Let's see. Austin Hoyt stepped in. He was playing right tackle most of the game. He played a great game. Tooney Canute, she's always playing great. He's been playing a lot this season already, though. And then who else stepped in? That's it. Brad Wilcox. I mean, everybody did a great job.
Will it be difficult to maintain your focus this week, knowing you're playing a lesser-level opponent?
No, I mean, we got to look at this game. I mean, every team is going to play as hard as possible. We got to look at this game as, you know, another game to get better, another opportunity to get ready for future opponents.
You've been playing eight straight games without a bye week. Is your body holding up all right?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little tough for sure, but, you know, you got to utilize the ice tub a little bit, kind of live in there, get the quads going. But, yeah.
You looking forward to that bye coming up then on that same note?
A little bit, yeah. It'll be nice to get our legs back underneath us. But, I mean, I always wish I could be playing football, you know. I never want to not be playing football, you know.
You had a game like this last year that you guys went out and dominated. What do you look at as far as how do you evaluate your own personal success or the success of the offensive line in a situation like this when you're facing a team that maybe doesn't have the depth of some of the others you've played?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Even at this week, we still want to play our best. We'll probably still watch film, and we're going to, you know, the small things. We'll look at, you know, steps and where our hands are, everything. We'll still try and use this game as an opportunity to get better.
And looking back at last week, would you say that was one of your best performance of the year
against Cincinnati?
Against Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, I think as a whole offensive line, I think we did really good. That was the first time we gave up no sacks, so we're definitely proud of that. I mean, there's always stuff you can keep building on, and we'll try and get better week by week.
Taysom out. Who is kind of emerging as the offensive leader?
I feel like everybody's being a leader, really. Riker Matthews, he's a senior. Mitch Matthews is a senior. So, of course, they have a big leadership role. We fall behind Tanner. I feel like it's up to the offense line to bring a lot of energy. Algie, everybody really steps up and does their part.
What does it feel like late in the game to have the coach and I call plays that puts it on your shoulders to get – because you guys have been able to run the ball really well late in the game. What's that like to be able to get that confidence from you?
Yeah, we love it. You know, we love when it's on our shoulders. We love it when it's up to us. It means a lot that Coach and I trust us at the end of the game to run the football. And, I mean, we have great running backs, so as long as we're doing our job, we know that it'll get done.
Is it nice to have two established guys like Algie and Francis behind you, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, those guys are some good football players. We love blocking for those guys. Riley, too, he's showing out. Nate Carter, we love when he's back there, too. We have some good running backs for sure.
What's the difference in the game plan and the adjustments we made since Taysom has went down, you know, the pocket passer now and Tanner? What are those adjustments you guys have made with that?
I don't think it hasn't changed too much. We our jobs are almost the same. We try and do things that are, you know, better for Tanner. With Taysom, I mean, you know, he had the option to run probably a little bit more. But Tanner does a great job. He'll roll out, you know, and he can still throw a great ball even when he's on the run. So we try and do things that Tanner does best at.
Thank you.